Sometimes, some people listen to high-fiving or are loud and shout about themselves all the time. They just want to do well, and they want to win, and I think if they have that inside, that is probably the most important trait that sets apart those that succeed from those that do not. Jamie, you have a fairly atypical personality type for a salesperson. What advice do you have for people who maybe have that same personality type of want to excel in a sales career? Anthony, do not be put off by it and look at other successful salespeople. There is no one selling personality type that succeeds, and it takes all sorts to build a successful team. It comes back more to the behaviors and the skills that you have. If you are curious, if you have good business initiative, if you do have that competitive streak, if you have that will to win, you can still be more. As long as you can use those skills and those traits, your default personality can be anything. Jamie, what skills do the first 7 Now Gartner emphasizes on? What do they teach that really makes a difference that maybe other organizations do not? Anthony, what 7 Now Gartner do well is instantly establishing a process in people. They teach a good methodology, a good process, and really hammer that home in the training and coaching that is given in the organization. A lot of people have left now. The feedback is often, the training was excellent. I learned a lot from the organization on how to be good at sales. It's the process and ongoing coaching. What the training lends itself to is that the individuals are left wanting to learn more and wanting to improve. And that spirit of continuous learning and best practice sharing ultimately is our business. Individuals wanting to learn from the best in the company will apply what they hear. But ultimately it is underpinned by quite a stringent process that we teach and what we follow. Jamie, if you want to get a job in a competitive organization like Gartner, what advice would you give for getting that role? Anthony, if it is an entry-level role, it is going to be about the business acumen skills, the curiosity, and then that comes across in how that individual would think about managing a conversation with a C-level executive. That is very important. It needs the different surety or a certain level of maturity, at least a sense of awareness and understanding of the type of environment that that individual works in, and how their function operates within the context of a large corporate organization, and the kinds of activities they are going to be engaged with. Being able to have a conversation at that level is really important. An entry-level applicant who comes from being aware of current affairs, understanding the business landscape, and being curious about business has an advantage. For a non-entry and senior role, it is definitely the same type of behaviors and skills. But trying to get as much experience of that as possible and being able to demonstrate that you have it, then it comes back to the idea of that will to win. The competitive edge where you have had experiences and where you have demonstrated that in your previous roles. Jamie, has anyone ever done anything in an interview that is really a wow factor and said anything where you have to give that person a job? Anthony, a lot of my interviews are conducted as a role play, and we get some fantastic candidates that come through and really nail the role play. And what is admirable in those role plays is when someone just keeps on going. If someone can strike a balance between being not too pushy, but driving commercial outcome in that conversation, that is what really stands out. That sort of polite persistence. Someone who does that really well, that is impressive if someone can do that. Jamie, could you dive into a little bit deeper in terms of your advice, in terms of driving commercial outcomes? Anthony, what you want to do is try to balance between a nice engaging conversation and ultimately having an objective to drive the business. You are there to try and get a sale. If you can do that in a way that maintains that level of politeness, curiosity, interest, asking those questions, actively listening to the answers, and using that to drive to a commercial outcome, that is a real skill. Not losing sight of that end objective is really important, whether you are trying to close in that conversation or not. It is about setting it up to get to that close at some point, and how you get to a stage by the end of which you are laying the foundations for that close. That is what is really important. In an interview, if you can demonstrate that in a half-hour role play, then that is really impressive and that is what we would look for. Jamie, if you are looking for jobs, what elements of culture would you look for in an organization? Anthony, it is all about the people. They recreate the culture. A company that has an environment where people have fun, and they enjoy themselves, and they want to learn and listen to each other, that is really important. You can see that quite clearly in organizations where people are happy to spend time with each other. If you spend so much time with these people, day in day out, you want to enjoy it. The other part is where you can see that high performance or good work is rewarded and there is a progression in the organization. There is a culture of meritocracy that those aspects are really important as well. Jamie, what advice generally would you give to aspiring salespeople? Anthony, if you want to go into sales, you have got to be clear that is what you want. Sales can encapsulate so many different types of roles, and it comes down to the type of product and environment they are going to be selling in. One of the things that people often underestimate in sales is the pressure. It can be a lot of pressure. You have got to be quite strong-willed. You have got to be able to weather the lows that come with the highs. You have to be quite a strong individual to get through that, because it is not plain sailing. It is not always the highs. You have got to be ready to take the ups and the downs. Along with that, often in sales, it is often a high-risk game, but there is a high reward too. If you excel at it, it can be a fantastic career. Jamie, awesome. If you had your sales career again, what would you do differently? Anthony, I would have more confidence to ask questions to more senior people in the organization, potentially, to reach out to them for advice, go to them for coaching. Because looking back now, they would have been more than happy to have had those types of questions and being involved with helping with them. Jamie, could you tell me about a specific time that sticks out to you where you did not make a sale, or something went wrong, and it taught you something? Anthony, there were definitely a few instances in the very early days, being caught out through bad preparation mostly. At one point, we had a CFO resignation or a CEO movement, which clearly has an impact on a C-level executive. I remember walking up to a live meeting and just not having read about this event taking place at the beginning of the week, which clearly rocked the organization, which meant that all the other prep was completely irrelevant to the conversation I was walking into. Not only is that incredibly embarrassing, but it puts you in the most awful position in that meeting. That is a hard way to learn to make sure you thorough preparation before walking into one of those situations. Jamie, then on the flip side, can you tell me about a time where you made a sale? It shows off the skills and knowledge you've developed throughout your career. Anthony, one highlight was when I was an individual contributor, and one of the biggest deals that I closed was over $500,000, which for the product that we sell, this was huge. That, for me, was the kind of combination of what I learned as an individual contributor. It was a different kind of product that I was selling at the time, where either you could have two strategies. You would go for the quick small sales and try and do that often, selling a few thousand dollars at a time, or you try and go further for a really big sale, which would naturally take a lot longer and be a lot more complex. A lot of procurement negotiations, a lot of stakeholders to get buy-in from. I sort of went for that latter strategy that year. It was terrifying. It was probably one of the most stressful years I have ever had, because it was all coming down to this one big deal which eventually closed. Once that had come through, then reflecting on, yes, that was the right strategy. It was amazing being able to celebrate the elements that went into that. That was hugely rewarding and definitely a highlight for me in terms of the size of the deal, but also the strategy that got it there. Jamie, what was the strategy to carry that deal through? Anthony, there was a crucial conversation with the client where they were looking, and their feedback was, let us try out this. We will buy a couple of seats, a couple of licenses, which would have been a few thousand dollars, and then we will see. At that point, making the decision, knowing the company that you are, the number of people you have, that we can grow this deal into something much bigger, would take months to close, but making that decision then, and identifying the different stakeholders that would need to be engaged to grow that deal. We then map out what those conversations need to look like, to get stakeholders aligned, to understand what the budget conversations would look like, who were they be with, and finally the procurement, negotiations, and what that would look like. Mapping all of that out was the strategy, and knowing that it was going to be a long play, but being able to execute through those different stages, it was a remarkable experience. Jamie, that was a risk versus reward calculation that you did? Anthony, exactly. It is high risk, but if it comes through, I will be over my target for the year and done. Or I have to keep shipping away at least a very small low reward, low value deals, which will probably take as much work. Will it be as rewarding? Maybe not, so let's try and go for the big deal. Jamie, do you have a favorite story from your career at any point? The one you tell most often as an anecdote? Anthony, I have years that I look back on, and I think that particular year was an excellent year. My favorite year was the year when I had a team, the Rat Dollar, with such an eclectic mix of people. We had age differences of 10 years in some cases, different skill levels, but it all came together so well. It was a fun group and somehow it all worked out. It was a fun year with a great outcome. End. Connect with Anthony on LinkedIn.